For those few dinosaurs from whom fossilised feathers have been found, largely in China, we can now put the finishing touches to a reconstruction.
So has this changed the way that artists are painting their reconstructions then? I mean, we've obviously got some dinosaurs where you've got a very good idea of exactly what they look like.
Yes, it is changing the way people view them. If we have a look at these paintings of Cynoceropteryx, which is one of these lovely little dinosaurs, this was probably done 5 or 6 years ago. It looks a bit odd. I mean, they've got the texture of the feathers, and that's more or less what we would believe from the fossil. But they made it a strange sea green kind of colour. A few years later, the same artists are able to produce a picture like this, which shows the same dinosaur, but with a very definite ginger white, sort of barber's pole stripe on the tail.
So this is based on your analysis of colour of this particular dinosaur?
Of this particular dinosaur. We took samples from the dark stripes, and we can say these dark stripes were not red or black or whatever, they were ginger.
Right, that's just amazing. So this is more than just being able to put a bit of colour on your illustrations, it's actually telling you something quite important about dinosaurs.
Yes, it may say something about behaviour, which we wouldn't have thought we could ever get to. If they are coloured, and if they are striped and patterned, there must be some visual purpose, signalling of some kind, camouflage or sexual display, or a warning thing, you know, I've got a flash of colour, don't mess with me, you know. So there's all sorts of reasons they may have had those colours.
These new discoveries really do bring dinosaurs right out of the realm of the mythical and the fantastical. They're not imagined creatures at all, they are real. And with some of them, when we have all this information, we can look at a reconstruction and know that that is a lifelike representation of that animal, from the size and shape of its body to the way it holds itself, the way it moves, down to its colour. All of that is rooted in science.